At this year's FFA convention, the Expo has a lot to offer, including a welding simulator at the Universal Technical Institute's booth. Iowa FFA members Avery Edwards and Aspen Rushford already have welding experience, but they wanted to compare the simulator to real-life welding.
It's definitely a lot easier than real life, and there is no helmet and stuff, so it makes it a lot easier.
It feels really airy instead of having a strong grip on it, so that kind of makes you lose your balance and stuff sometimes.
The simulator scores the welder on their steadiness, straight lines, and pace. They receive a score up to 100 with an average score between 30 and 50.
The simulator was really fun. I think I have a lot of stuff to work on, and my score was 43.
It's definitely inviting to come over here and try it, just because you see a bunch of people, and from the people explaining what careers are in welding.
Universal Technical Institute is encouraging more women to experience new STEM career fields. That's why they bring this welding simulator to FFA's convention and expo. Dr. Stephen Coyle says they tour with similar STEM activities around the country.
We love to partner with them. We go into the high schools, and that's why we're also looking for FFA advisors here, that we can go into their classrooms and we can speak to their kids, and specifically the females, so we let them know that, hey, you can do this too.
Young women have the opportunity to ask more experienced women in STEM about their careers at panelist events.
The mantra is, you can't be what you can't see. These girls don't have role models.
These events give young women the chance to ask questions like, how did you get involved in your career?
The truth is, out of all the STEM careers, the CTE careers, only 27% are filled by females. So we're trying to change that.
Rushford's advice to women who might be hesitant to get involved in STEM is simple.
Just do what you think you want to do instead of being told that you can't do it because you're not the right gender.
I even tried some welding myself, and it's not really for me. But hopefully some more young women will be inspired to try it. Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Tallene Hanna.